He Said, She Said, or Technically Speaking and Simply Put.
Hello, Tracy.
Hello, Corey.
Well, here we are again in the same state. Like, did we move? Is this the Twilight Zone or what? So, Colorado, what an incredible state.
And I'm surprised we're not in the same room in Motel 6. It is like deja vu, I tell you. We are really, really loving Colorado. But we're going to tell you about that a little bit later because I want to tell you...
What's cooking?
What's cooking, you ask? Well, everybody loves a poached egg, and you're going to say poached eggs. But yes, I love poached eggs, and every now and then I want a poached egg, not a fried egg, not a scrambled egg, but a poached egg. So what I've been doing is putting my poached eggs instead of on toast, because what goes well with a poached egg is a poached egg on toast. I do a poached egg on top of wild rice. Yeah, it tastes really, really good because I usually have a pot of wild rice in my fridge and it usually lasts for 3 or 4 days. So that's what I do. And instead of using just plain filtered water for the rice, I'll add a little bit of Mrs. Dash or some spike, chili flakes, garlic powder, maybe some fresh crushed garlic, chopped carrots, chopped onions, celery. So it really has a great flavor, but wild rice on its own is really good as well. So you put atop the wild rice, 2, 3, 4 poached eggs, organic poached eggs, of course, organic eggs, and it's just a really yummy dish for breakfast, lunch, dinner. Anytime is egg time. It's excellent. I know it's corny, but...
And a bit on the chemistry then, poached eggs or... fried egg sunny side up. Remember, we're not supposed to stir that yellow yolk in the pan because it's got cholesterol, which is a steroid lipid. And lipid means no, you don't fry in oil and you don't let the lipids in the eggs come in contact with the frying pan because they'll be converted to oxides. And they're the treacherous part of the fried eggs. Now, if you're going to make a scrambled egg, it's better to use egg whites. You will denature the whites to some degree, but at least you won't have those trans fats, twisted fats, those modified, chemically altered fats that you're going to get by stir-frying eggs in a frying pan. So this is a great way to preserve the lipid structure and the essential fats, and hopefully you're choosing eggs that are from healthy chickens. And here they have a whole variety of different names in Colorado for omega-3 and vitamin E-enriched diets and cage-free hens and fertile eggs and on it goes. But choose your eggs. You can buy the cheap ones for a couple bucks a dozen. Down here we're seeing good quality, super high quality eggs for like $4 and $5 a dozen. But believe me, quality goes in and quality stays in. And that's the key with choosing your egg.
That's right. So try it next time. If you don't want to do the bread thing, try the wild rice.
Now, moving on to our next topic. That sounds good. Well, who was our last month's special guest, dear?
Last month's special guest was Mr. Charlie Fox himself. Now, you got to remember that Charlie is 81 years old, and we see him at every trade show that we've attended over the last 20 years. I've seen Charlie. And he just exudes so much energy and vitality. And he always, always makes time to chat with you and always takes the time. And he's just a wonderful guy. And if he is on the garlic and he is a spitting image of what garlic is all about, I want part of this program. Now, you can also buy garlic. And as you know, we are true garlic lovers, ladies and gentlemen. And if you're not on the garlic program, we suggest that you start on a garlic program. There are garlic products on the market today that are odorless, so you don't have to worry about smelling like a garlic bulb, and believe me, your friends will enjoy that as well, or just feed it to your friends. But the benefits of garlic are truly amazing, and like I said, if Charlie is a living example of this, then I want on the program. So I just want to thank Charlie so much for sharing his expertise.
Yeah, and for all you people that are hooked on aspirin, get off the aspirin and get on the garlic, because garlic is better. It has no downside, no risk of hemorrhaging, Now, we're not talking about pain here. We're talking about prevention of cardiac events and stroke. The anti-clotting factor, the factor in the garlic, and there's so many different micronutrients, amino acids, and metabolites in garlic. It's unbelievable. The chemistry is phenomenal. But the raw garlic in particular is what protects the platelets from aggregating. It's an anti-aggregating factor. So when you got lots of raw garlic floating through your arteries and veins, it's extremely unlikely that the platelets will aggregate, clump up due to damage in the artery, which is induced through free radicals and a poor diet and lack of training, et cetera, et cetera. But garlic is a stimulant. It energizes the body. It's first rate and right up there on our class of superfoods. And, of course, Charlie, what a guy, and he's just buzzing on this stuff. I think that's all he probably eats. Maybe he is secretly an alien from another planet that just lives on garlic. But anyway, Charlie, you're amazing. The garlic guru for sure. So let's move on now to our next section, Highway to Health Tour. Let's talk about that, Trace.
Well, we haven't ventured out too far from Colorado, and I'm telling you, we're loving this state. Who'd have thought Colorado? I never even thought about Colorado before in my life, but we are just really enjoying it. And after being in Arizona and New Mexico, we were really missing the lakes and the mountains. And boy, I tell you, we have got everything that we can ask for here. Lake swimming is fun, and you don't have to worry about being attacked by a shark. And I just want you to know, Corey, that I have never in my life ever worried about sharks until I met you. I have scuba dived, snorkeled, and swam in the oceans most of my life, and then I met you, and now I just won't even go in the ocean anymore. You've ruined it for me.
Well, so be it, but my favorite form of outdoor swimming, you know, it's pretty hard to beat being in Hawaii and the Caribbean and all these tropical wonders around the planet, but every time I'm in there, I'm thinking, is this the day? And it's almost like walking onto a plane, and you're thinking, is this the one that's going to go down? So the risk of being eaten by a shark, hello, is minimal. Like, it's astronomically minimal. But it is possible. But what I love about the lakes, especially here in Colorado and Loveland Lake, it's a beautiful freshwater swim. And if you swallow a mouth or two, it doesn't make you sick like the seawater. And I can swim without any thought given to that ugly monster coming down from the depth and crunching into my leg, which does happen, by the way. I'll mention that again. So, but anyway, no, not really. I love the lake swimming because it's hot here and there's nothing like dipping into that cold mountain runoff, which we've got here because we're close to the Rocky Mountains, and heating up in the sun, getting that vitamin D, metabolizing calcium, enhancing testosterone chemistry, and then diving into the lake and swimming and using the whole body. And, of course, that was one of Arnold's favorite supplements to the weight training was swimming. And a lot of great bodybuilders and a lot of great athletes are also very, very good swimmers. So moving on to the next area of the update, what's on your list, Trace?
Ooh, I've got a long list. Just one thing that I want to share with everybody. Ding Dong over here. Yes, that's you, Corey. Ding Dong. Left his card in the bank machine last night, and of course it's my fault. I just want you to know that anything that goes wrong ever in our family, it's always my fault. Nonetheless, we were going to go to some friends' house here. We met friends, and we went to the liquor store, yes, and bought a bottle of wine for me and a six-pack of beer for Corey. Six-pack is like a half sack. And all of a sudden, we couldn't find our bank card. And didn't know where it was, so I ran back to the bank machine, ran back and forth a couple hundred times. And anyway, they said, well, you know, don't worry about it. Don't worry about paying for the alcohol right now. You can come back tomorrow and pay for it. Take the alcohol and come back. Now, I've been buying alcohol, I'm not bragging, since I was 19 years old. And yes, in Canada, it's 19 is legal age. Since I was 19 years old, and I'm 50 years old now, and that has never ever happened to me in my life where they say take the liquor and come back the next day and pay for it. How nice is that?
Well, it was actually a couple that owned the store, and we got to chatting with them again, and they said, oh, we've seen your RV out there, and what are those decals all about anyway? One thing leads to another, and all of a sudden we've got the card out, they're going to go to the site and log on, and that's how it happens in a liquor store, in a grocery store, at a gas station. If you live your life and it oozes out of you and you've got something special to say and you're thinking good thoughts, people are going to see that and feel that. They're going to ask you about it. And this is how you build the business, one person at a time. It's absolutely phenomenal. But we've had nothing but incredible experiences similar to that. Here's another great one. I met these guys. We're going to talk about these musician friends that we met. And one of them I just met a couple of nights ago, super guy, he's a drummer. We're talking about the no helmet law, and of course in Colorado there is no helmet law, and there's only one way to ride a motorcycle, and that's with no helmet, with your, you know, face in the wind and arms stretched out. And there's a lot of guys down here driving bikes like that, and I'm thinking, I got to get me a bike and just get on that road again, because I do have a bike license. So anyway, one thing leads to another. The guy drives his beautiful, he's got a Suzuki 1400 all chopped up. He brings it over this morning at 7:30 with the keys in it, knocks on the RV and says, here's the bike. It's brand new, this bike's brand new. I just met him a couple of days ago. He says, here's the bike, take it, have a whirl, spend the day, drive around. Here's the key for the gas. He even fills up the gas tank for me. Now, it's unbelievable. This kind of thing is what we're experiencing to be the norm, right, Trace?
Yeah, it's ridiculously unbelievable and wonderful. And I don't know, your nickname, Corey has a nickname called Mad Dog. Now, do you think I'm going to get on the back of a motorcycle with Mad Dog with no helmet? I don't think so. So I'm going to stay in the motel and have a big sleep, and you can go and knock yourself out. So anyway, okay, so because of this networking thing, what we've been doing is Corey has been connecting with the Clayton College students and graduates and our own CSNA graduates and students along the way. And we've met some really great people that would respond to our emails. And one of them was a lady named Marguerite and her partner, Chuck Wilson. So why don't you just have a little chat about that, Cor?
Well, Marguerite is studying a master's program through Clayton. And what a sweetheart she is. And her bohunk, Chuck, who's a great musician, and wouldn't you know, he plays the Hawaiian guitar, the steel guitar, and it's just like music that comes from a faraway land. I told him I was like the giant in Jack and the Beanstalk, and that little fairy would play that little harp, and it would just mesmerize me. And that's the same way that I feel about listening to the Hawaiian guitar or the harp. It's just mesmerizing, it's beautiful, it softens you up. But Marguerite, we connected with her. We went to the website, got the Clayton College has a beautiful map of the states, and this is wonderful for networking because you can click any one of the states, and all of the grads and all of the students come up in their emails. So I send out emails as we're going out to the state, and I get responses. And wouldn't you know, one of them turns out to be Marguerite, and she's got the biggest Pilates website in America. So we do an interview. It's now posted on that. You'll see a link to that on the next Q Report, which is coming out very shortly. And it's just a wonderful connection. So from that, that led to other networking and other people becoming aware of us. And this is what it is. It's nonstop networking of yourself, of your business, one thing leading to the other. And sometimes and often you'll get a connection with someone that's very powerful and linked directly. But, in fact, as a consequence of the networking power, you'll bring in someone to your network that is great for your business. And this is how it works. So you've always got to keep your head up and your eyes open and be open to an unusual kind of event that is linked. So, like, here's another example of networking. A fellow that I know in Portugal sends me a research paper. That leads me to Dr. Mark Smith. I contact him. He's going to be a special guest. He's a professor at Colorado State, and he's put together some neat stuff on high-intensity training. He then turns us on to this fellow who's a distributor for this machine, this stepper called the X-Izer. And Tracy, I'm going to let you tell the gang about him.
Oh, George, he's absolutely fantastic. He wants to live to be over 100 years old. Now, it's not very often that you hear people say this, but And again, the energy and the vitality that this man has is unbelievable. He's 70 years old, and he wants to get in the Guinness Book of Records, I believe, to be the strongest, fittest 70-year-old, and then progress to 80 and 90 and 100 and so on. But one of his big things that really is upsetting to him is he believes that he is going to outlive his children. Now, that's pretty stressful. He is in such good shape, and I don't believe that his sons really take good care of themselves. So this is something that we have to worry about. You want to make sure that you are strong and healthy for your children, and your children are strong and healthy for you, too. It's a win-win situation. So George is a great man, and we're going to be interviewing him as well, so stay tuned for that. Marguerite and Chuck took us on a hike in Longmont, Colorado. It was Indian Peaks. Now, this is about 11,000 feet above sea level. Hello. We're from sea level, Corey and I, but because we've been in Colorado, which is the mile high, which how high is that? Like what? 5,200 feet. So 5,200 feet we've been living at for quite a while and getting used to it and acclimatized to it, so this is great. So 11,000 feet, I really didn't have much problem with that, but the air was so fresh and the birds were tweeting and the little wild flowers and the streams with ice-cold water. We had our lunch and we sat with our feet in the ice-cold water. It was just like out of a movie or something like that. It was really, really wonderful. And then most of the time, we've been spending our time in Loveland, Colorado. And that's where we spent our wedding anniversary, in Loveland. How appropriate.
Loveland is definitely on the map. It's always going to be a highlight for me, and we'll always come back here. They've got a beautiful Gold's Gym. They've got lots of lakes, but the people are fantastic. You know, it's hard to compare it because we've met people along the way in every state that have just been phenomenal. But I love Loveland. The real estate here is unbelievable. It's rated as one of the best places to live in all of the United States. And I think it's because of the mountains close by, the clarity of the air, the purity of the environment, and the lakes. You know, that's what we missed by being in New Mexico and Arizona. And, of course, we're from Vancouver, so we're close to the water. And I think that when we finally do choose a place to set up our new headquarters, it must have water close by. We've got to have that H2O.
Speaking of water, one of the places that we parked at was, of course, Lake Loveland, which is right just on the water with the mountains, beautiful sunsets. And right across the street, we saw these group of fellows putting in their instruments. Like, you could tell they were in a band, and they were going somewhere, getting ready to do a gig or something like that. And one of them walked over towards our vehicle, to our RV, because they were parked right next to us. And, of course, Corey, being the friendly fellow that he is, struck up a conversation with a fellow named Jay, and that was the beginning of a love affair.
What an awesome guy Jay was, and what an incredible guitar player. I mean, he's right up there with Len, our studio manager, who's also an incredible guitar player and musician, too. You should hear Len play. He played at my 50th, I believe, or he's played at different times. No, I went to his party, and he played, and it was just unbelievable. But anyway, I'm mesmerized by good guitar players, and so these guys invite us. You know, one thing leads to another, and it's a spiritual energy. It's an emotional connection. It's almost like love at first sight with other human beings. And when you gravitate in a positive way, energy comes out of you, and you attract people like yourself. And so Jay introduces us to Todd and Jim and Ben and Brian, all the band members, and Dave. He's having a party. He's turning 40. So we end up that night, out of the blue, going to this incredible outdoor party with this professional band playing, and it was just unbelievable. Of course, it was too good because there was too many neighbors complaining, and it got shut down. That's how good it was. But then we ended up going back to their place by Loveland Lake, right on this lake drive. What a beautiful spot they've got, overlooking this lake, watching the sunset every night. And we hung out with those guys last night. That's why we bought the beer, and of course, I forgot the card in the bank machine. But you know what? Things get remedied quickly. You're back on track, and everything is hunky-dory, and we're going to go see these guys again because they're going to take us out boating and wakeboarding and skiing. They've got a boat, and of course, I've got that motorcycle waiting for me this afternoon to take a cruise up to Estes Park. So I'm really looking forward to that. I think I'm going to leave Tracy behind on that one. Who knows? I might even find some cool-looking chicks.
Hardy har har. Yeah. Anyway, so we headed up to Estes Park, and we've just had just a wonderful time here, and I don't want to leave Colorado, but we have to move on. We're heading back to Salt Lake City, Utah, to pick up Ruby. Ruby's going to come and visit us, and then we're supposed to be heading down to Moab and then maybe to Las Vegas, so we're going to give her a little bit of a culture shock. Anyway, that's our little Colorado story. It just goes on and on and on. It's really hard to remember everything that we've done, but it has been spectacular. Again, loving every minute of it. It only gets better and better and better and better all the time. So I'm looking forward to it. This is only the ninth state, for goodness sakes.
Yeah, and we watched The Soprano the other night. One of the guys in The Soprano, I can't remember his name, but he's doing a rendition of Al Pacino from the movie Scarface. Something like this. He says, I try and get up, but they always try and pull me back in. Anyway, it's hilarious because that's exactly what's happening here. We have tried to get out of Colorado, and it's like a big crack opens up. We fall back in, and they reel us back in, and it's the people. The people are incredible. So I'm telling you, everyone out there, if you're trying to build your business, if you want to network, get to people, sell yourself. You are your best piece of real estate. Live the life that you are living to the maximum and seek freedom and wellness. And people need this. They need certainty in wellness. There's not a lot of certainty going around them in the world, but inside of you and inside of them, you guys can connect and find certainty in training and good nutrition, because there's nothing more certain than the science of exercise physiology and optimum nutrition combined. And you are the punch people. You're the leaders out there. You're the CSNA grads, the masters, the people that are going to change the world one person at a time. So let's finish off with one more segment. Hey, Trace, what you reading?
Well, I have just been a little reading machine lately. Not getting a heck of a lot of work done, but I'm really enjoying reading. I mean, there's nothing else to do, so you might as well read. And the funniest thing is everywhere we go, people give me books to read. They say, have you read this? Have you read that? Here, take this for your trip. So I am really enjoying reading these books that our friends have given to us. And one of the ones that, book that Marguerite gave me was Eat, Pray, Love. Now, I have been told about this book for the last 2 years. You got to read this book. And she says, have you read this book? I'm finished. Here you go. So Eat, Pray, Love is by Elizabeth Gilbert. And I just love the way she writes. She's funny. She'll make you cry. You laugh. You just think about it. And what happened to Elizabeth, it's based on a true story, is she went through a divorce. She's a writer, writes a lot of books and writes for magazines, and she's a journalist. And she went through a divorce and went through a depression, and then she was commissioned to go to Italy and write about food. So she goes to Italy and writes about the food and meets some interesting people. Then she goes to India to an ashram, and she does a lot of praying there and meets some very, very interesting creatures. And then she moves on to Bali, where she falls in love and learns about their customs. And it's just a great, great story about how she goes back and forth in her life through the book. And if I really do suggest that any of you read it, you're really going to enjoy it. And that's what I'm reading. Mind you, I've read three other books prior to that, but we just don't have time to talk about these ones. I just wanted to let everybody know. I think that Elizabeth Gilbert was on Oprah talking about this book that she wrote. So if Oprah's into it, I'm into it.
Awesome. And I'm reading a new book, too. It's not just in your genes. And the genes are the secret to life. They're the book. And I love the way that this Ruth DeBus, the author of this book, is putting this together. And she compares the DNA to a volume of encyclopedia, with each of the encyclopedias being a network of chromosomes, which then if you open the page and you can read the lines, those are the genes. And we're 99.9% similar, but that 0.1% is 3 million genes different. And that's what makes us unique. And understanding that, and also this junk DNA, which they don't know yet what it's for, but it's there. So we're learning to unravel the sequence, the DNA machine, the blueprint of our life, and this is incredible. So this is a fascinating area, a fascinating read for me that I'm just diving into, learning more about genetics and staying in touch with all of the stuff that's pouring out from research on this Human Genome Project. So that's really incredible. So I invite you to consider that book. And Tracy, we're all done now. We're finished. We're going to wrap it up in Colorado. So what is your final word?
My final word is by Henry Ford. If money is your hope for independence, you will never have it. The only real security that a man can have in this world is a reserve of knowledge, experience, and ability.